college?
Well, there's at least one high school senior in North Carolina who might have a slight limp. His name is Zane Shaw. Zane was bitten by a rattlesnake fishing with a buddy. Zane's dad said the two boys were on a end of school fishing trip. So they went out to the mountains of North Carolina. Near the end of the afternoon, the boys were headed back to their car, leaving Lost Cove Creek. It sounds like a fictional place.
Yeah.
When Zane was stepping over a log and he felt a pang right down there by his foot. And then he saw it. Rattlesnake.
Rattler.
He said it was sitting up, looking right at him. At first he thought, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Then he rolled down his sock and Zane said there were two punctures.
Oh, man.
And blood starting to drip down his leg.
I would pee myself and poop myself right there. I would.
That doesn't do anything for the venom.
No.
No, you're right. Of course, you're right. It does nothing for the venom.
Was he rubbing on himself?
I would have shite myself right where I stood. Staring at a rattlesnake?
Yeah.
Plus, you better be careful. He's ready to reload. He'll get some more going at you.
Yeah, I think the snake only struck once.
Amazingly,
for wherever they were, they say deep in the woods, Zane's buddy, his cell phone, had service. So he was able to call 911. But because of the terrain, 2 hours for a helicopter to get there and airlift him out.
What do you do if you're the friend? You have to rip your shirt off and tie it around his ankle.
Probably.
Yeah.
You
have to do
you
that.
Have to.
Or use whatever you got.
So they had to airlift the kid to Tennessee because that was the closest trauma center where he got 12 vials of rattlesnake antivenin. He's expected to make a recovery, but I'm sure he's pretty puffy and sore.
Guaranteed.
Gosh, yeah.
Listen, I've made a deal with my daughter, and I just pray.
A deal?
Yes. Now, my wife is out of town. On her last day in town, she's on a beach trip with the gals. And on her last day in town, my daughter and I happened to arrive home at the same time. And it was the day the garbage cans are rolled back in from the curb.
Okay, trucks started to come. Mm-hmm. So now the cans are empty.
Yes. So my daughter gets out of her car, get out of my car. And she says, will you please help me roll the cans? There were three down there. All right, I'll do two, you do one. So we start to roll the cans back.
Is this part of her weekly chores?
It's her only chore.
Does she get a stipend?
No, she does not.
But she has access to funds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
Yeah, you don't need. Yeah.
You see what she's
all right, so it's not an allowance
thing. Let's recall earlier, she's done some spending this week.
Double pizza. Double pizza yesterday.
And double chicken.
And double chicken. You asked me earlier if she was eating. I said, I don't know. Let me check. Yes. Turns out she is. She's eating.
Any makeup purchases?
She's eating and eating poorly. Yes. I see something here from Ulta. So I know I didn't go to Ulta. And I know my wife. Remember yesterday you said your wife arrived at the beach.
Yes. What, whenever day that was. How many days?
That was Tuesday, 1:37 p.m. And it says, A-Train. This is on my Life 360. A-Train. At 702 North Ocean Boulevard since 1:37 p.m. Tuesday.
All right.
She will not leave. Once she leaves, she will be headed home. That's how we do it. She has not left the abode. So
fun till daddy takes a T-bird away.
That's right. May he rest.
That tip.
So my daughter said, oh, can you please help me?
Yeah.
I said, well, that's your job, but I will help you this once. So I grab two cans, she grabs one can. As we go back, I'm putting the recycling cans around the corner of the house. And as I shove it up against the house, my daughter says, there's a snake behind the can. Now, my wife was still at home at this point. This was Monday. So my wife was still at home at this point. And I said, are you absolutely sure? And she said, yes. And I couldn't see it. I looked behind there and dragged. I never saw a snake. She said, there's a snake behind that can. I said, right. I said, shut. Right. I said, how long? She goes, 10 feet.
I said, a 10-footer.
I said, do it with your hands. She's like, yeah, this. And I said, what color was it? She said, black. I said, okay, great.
Okay,
great. Good. We've got a black snake. He's going to eat.
Yeah, they eat the bad stuff.
I said, don't worry. I said, go ahead and put your can there. She goes, I'm not putting that can there. So I take all three cans and put them at their assigned destination. I said, don't you breathe a word of this to your mother. You are not to say a word to your mother. She says, I have to tell her. I said, we'll have to move if she gets wind of this. You are not to tell.
That close to the home.
That we're right there.
Yeah.
She said, I want you to roll the cans from the curb for the next 3 months in exchange. Because that's, she goes, until.
That's her entire summer.
That's the entire
break.
Summer. Oh, more than. And I said,
Three months?
I said, you play dirty. She goes, I'm going to go tell her right now.
Did you counteroffer at least?
I said, I can do it for a couple of weeks. She goes, I can't be sure that snake's going into hibernation until the fall.
Oh, man.
That's right. So now.
Boy, she outplayed
you.
But she played me entirely.
Outplay, outwit, outlast.
But the peace.
The peace.
It'll keep the peace.
Exactly.
I mean, if your wife had known, there'd be somebody out there this week checking the whole yard.
Oh.
Or if you tell her now, she might stay at the beach forever.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Well, now we don't have access to the home forever. I told her. I said, don't you breathe a word of this. Then afterwards, she brought it up after her mother was going to visit it. We're not speaking of that. I couldn't believe it. Boy, she knew she had the leverage, too. She knew.
Oh, definitely.
She's like, I can't do this now. She's like, I'm too scared. I said, it's a black snake. It's fine. She goes, I'm not doing that. Of course, I was scared to death myself.